This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Ari Shapiro. It can be hard to unplug lately. Even on a Friday night, things can feel overwhelming, which makes humor all the more important. Stand-up comedian and actress Retta is here to answer your questions about finding joy in a pandemic. You might remember her as Donna Meagle on NBC's Parks and Recreation. She currently stars in NBC's Good Girls, and she has also written a book, but the FCC would fine us if I said the exact title on the air, so I'm going to paraphrase and call it So Close to Being the Bomb Y'all Don't Even Know. Retta, how did I do there? Thank you for joining us.
I usually just say So Close to Being the Blank.
So close to being the blank. That works too. How are you holding up during this quarantine or quarantine, as you've been calling it?
My quarantine has been okay. I think Sunday was the first day that I literally sat in my living room and was like, what the hell is happening in my life right now?
It took you 2 months to get there, so that's good.
Yes.
I mean, some of us were doing that the first week.
I'm starting to fray at the edges, but I got a new shipment of wine. So okay. Things are looking up.
I got 6 bottles of wine myself today. I know you've been posting these daily Instagram stories chronicling your life at home. Tell us what that does for you. What's the inspiration behind it?
When I first started doing it, I was just trying to see what storying was like. I used to do Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And then when Instagram started doing stories, I was like, rude. But then I tried it. And I reached more people. And now, and I've done this, whenever I'm not working, I tend to do my morning routine. And people say that it helps them start their day and it makes them feel normal, especially now. So now I feel an obligation a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. Well, let's go to a listener. This question comes from somebody who wants to know how to use comedy to cope.
Hi, this is Emily Baker from Washington State. And these days, I am leaning toward dark humor quite a bit, and I am just wondering what types of humor you find to be helping you through this.
Retta, what do you find? Is your pandemic taste different from your normal times taste in humor?
Not particularly, but I definitely find a lot of comfort in one Seth Meyers. I love the monologue. I don't know what it is. I think particularly because he goes at the administration that I feel like they're responsible for so much.
There's a bit of catharsis involved in that.
A little bit. So I'm enjoying watching Seth.
I mean, as a professional, seeing all of these people making do, broadcasting from their homes, doing these late night shows that usually have such high production values, are you feeling schadenfreude or are you just in awe of what they're pulling off? Like, what is your perspective on this?
I honestly don't prefer it. And I think some people are, I mean, you got to make do. But it's funny to see who's got good Wi-Fi and who doesn't.
Right.
That's what I tend to find see myself thinking about. And I'm like, ooh, his service is not so great. And then I'll watch somebody else and I'm like, ooh, it's so crystal clear. What do you got going on? Do you have spectrum? I wonder what
All right.
service is at home.
We won't name names there. Our next listener question actually comes from somebody who does comedy for a living. Carolita Johnson is a cartoonist with The New Yorker. Let's listen.
Jerry Saltz put up a post on Instagram that said, all artists should be able to work in a crisis. As a cartoonist, my job is to be funny. And this post has haunted me ever since because I'm personally having trouble after initial rallies to humorous observations. I am actually taking some time off to recharge. What do you say to us humor workers who need someone to tell us that's okay?
That's a really interesting perspective. Retta, what would you say to Carolita?
Humor workers are human too. And so people deal with things differently. So I think that, you have to deal with it the way you can deal with it. To me, it's talking to my invisible audience in the morning that kind of gets me through it. And I talk about, the anxiety I had the night before and whether I could sleep or not. And it makes me feel normal to be able to check DMs and hear people say, same, I couldn't sleep either, or I'm having trouble too. And, that kind of thing. When it comes to your work, and you have to put stuff out, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I've had to do, like I did the special, the park special, and I've done a couple of talk shows from home, and it hasn't been that hard because I'm home, and I'm just sitting here anyway. But to have to put out new content, I would struggle with that too. I don't know. I already have trouble writing.
I feel like it must change week to week and month to month. And just because things are bad today doesn't mean that they will be tomorrow. Or just because things are good today doesn't mean they will be tomorrow.
It's just like having writer's block. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you're flowing.
One of your fans on Twitter asked how to stay awesome and amazing, that's a direct quote, when they are insecure about the way they look on video. I think so many of us are confronted with the Zoom webcam every day. What advice do you have for people trying to stay confident if they maybe don't love seeing their face on a computer screen?
Invest in hats. I have
invest in hats. That's great.
Yeah, I have quite a few scarves, and so I'm a big fan of scarves. I'm not scared of a hat, and so I tend to do that because I know I'm not doing my makeup.
I just want the staff of the National Conversation to know I'm showing up to our Zoom editorial meeting in a scarf and a hat on Monday.
Yeah,
and I'm not even joking. Okay, this question comes from Leo in D.C., and it's about your stand-up routines.
Red, I noticed in a lot of your stand-up, you sort of like undulate between different kind of voice levels as you progress through the joke. And I was wondering, in your, I don't know if it's in like your writing process or just in the way you perform and it comes naturally, but how do you sort of decide when to shift those gears and kind of do those extra, that, you know, that like different voice, whether you're like narrating or being a character or just like shifting between thoughts?
Can you give us some insight into your creative process there?
I try to be as much myself on stage as I can. And I feel like I'm an innate storyteller. And when I tell a story, I float in and out. I go up and down. I try to paint a picture and I try to make it colorful. So when I write, I try to write in my true voice. Hmm. And obviously when I perform, it took me a long time to get there. But when I perform, I try to be as much of myself as I can. And me as a storyteller in general, I'm a performer. I try to be colorful. I try to paint an entire picture and make it interesting so that you see what makes me laugh about the story. So I think it's more just my personality.
All right, Retta is a stand-up comedian, actress, and author of a book with a title I cannot say on the radio. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
I'm Ari Shapiro. We'll be back on Monday to answer more of your questions. This is The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News.